Episode 1926, Fall on Your Knees.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. It is the weekend, and it is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a time of reflection. It really is a time where you need to set aside every single day. But I believe it's important for us to come together once a week and really focus on what God wants us to hear. It's time to fall on your knees. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, for the race you can't run, slow down and fall on your knees. This world is not meant for you to shoulder all the pain, sorrow, happiness, and joy all by yourself. God's got you. Each day does not have to add to the pressure of breathing. Yet that's what happens when you try to be a superhero. You want to accomplish the impossible and help those who cross your path. But at what cost? I go back to David in the Bible, where he faced many, many challenges in life. One is where he was instructed by his father to go and take supplies and food to his brothers. It's there where he learned about Goliath. Oh, I'm sure you've heard about Goliath, right? The giant. And he was a giant due to his size. He was about 9 feet, 9 inches. Okay, to me, that's like, might as well double my size. Not quite, but almost. So I feel really short right now. He wore a bronze coat of scale armor that weighed about 125 pounds. Think about that. If I put on a bronze coat that weighed 125 pounds, I think I would become a puddle on the floor. Goliath was a strong man who carried a lot of weight on his shoulders. A lot of weight. Well, you see, Saul, the king, got word that David was asking questions when he went down to deliver stuff to his brothers and to make sure they were good because his father, Jesse, was worried about them. So Saul summoned David, and David told him the story of how he tends to his sheep and how he protects them from lions and bears. David was basically saying, you know what? There's nothing to fear about this giant. He's not that scary. I've come against much bigger things. Look what I've done with my sheep, who I take care of. And then David said, 1 Samuel 17, verse 37, "The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." You see, then the Israelites and the Philistines were against each other. One was on one hill, one was on the other, and there was a valley that divided them. And Goliath went to the Israelites and said, "Fine, you come and fight me, you kill me, that's fine, we'll serve you. But if you come down and you don't kill me, you serve us." And so they were living all in what? Fear. They were truly in battle. They were at war. And David's brothers were there. And of course, their father was very concerned. But David did not see. Because David believed that God had him all the time. If God can rescue David, he will rescue you too. You see, on his way back after talking with King Saul, David went back out to the field where the battle was. And on his way down there, he took up 5 smooth stones and put them in his little bag that he carried. And so when it was time, when Goliath came down and was mocking and yelling for someone to come fight him, David went running down. And at one point, he took out 1 of the 5 smooth stones and cast it, and it landed in the forehead of Goliath. And that's when Goliath fell. God rescued David. He'll rescue you too. Fall on your knees. You don't have to prove anything, but what you do need is to have some tough conversations with God. David had many tough conversations in his lifetime with God because David had many battles to conquer. God did not leave him nor forsake him. He stayed by his side, even through all the mistakes. If you're familiar with David's story, I mean, we could be here a long time talking about every single thing that happened. But the one thing that never changed was his love for God. He knew that God always had him. God was David's strength. Are you relying on your own strength in the circumstances that you face today? Are you trying to figure out everything on your own, trying to be the superhero of your family? Whether you're a man or a woman, we tend to put ourselves in that position. We set these expectations that if we can't solve something ourselves, why would we want anybody else to? We don't need anybody else's help. Why are we out to prove that we don't need help? David needed help fighting the lions and the bears and Goliath, oh my. God can fight your finances. God can fight your job situation. God can fight your marriage struggles. God can fight your troubles with infertility. God can be on your side, but you have got to let him in. Don't shut down God and don't try to shut him out. Don't try to tell him, oh, I got this, God. I promise you, God's not leaving you. It's you leaving God. And that may not be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear today. And I'm telling you because I love you. And I know because I've been there. I've tried to be the superhero at times all by myself. And I don't mean to be. It's not like I've kicked God to the side and said, okay, Lord, you just stay over there. I got this one. No, I just don't talk to him for a few days or a week or two. And I'm like, huh, I'm getting this. Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling strong. And then all of a sudden, I'm Goliath and I've fallen flat on my face. Stop pretending that everything is okay. If it's not okay, ask for help. Cry out. Go to God and ask for guidance, discernment, and wisdom. Ask for forgiveness too. We all fall short. But one thing you don't want to do in life is to live life on your own terms. You need to be watchful to what God is telling and showing you. A lot of people always ask, how do I know if it's God? If you pay attention, I promise you, you will know. It may be that gut feeling that you get. It may be a whisper in a dream. It may be something where you're sitting there in stillness and you just have this ultimate reassurance that you know this is what is to happen. But you've got to be watchful. You see, David was very watchful. He would have never beaten Goliath had he not. He had to make sure he was on his toes. He used the skills that God had given him. Why? He used them to protect the sheep. And at that time, tending to the sheep were very, very important. That's your livelihood, the stock. The older brothers went and fought at the wars, but good old little David was the youngest of them all. And he had to tend to the sheep. But he had battles he was fighting too, to protect the sheep. He had the lions and the bears. He took those skills that God had given him early on in his days of watching the flocks. And he used it to take out Goliath. God trained David. He will train you too. But you have to be willing to. to learn. You have to be willing to listen. You have to be willing to fall on your knees. And I promise you, when you do, God's got you as long as you let him. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.